Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Carl Stolt, S-T-O-L-D-T. This is 1901 at Dayton Road, space 108, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-855-0791. ID is XXX-XXX-3895. Date of birth 9/2/1945, 76-year-old, widowed man. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS-Esplanade. It's addressed to Dr. Roy Bishop, MD. Below that should say Argyle Medical Group. Below that should say 100 Independent Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973. Phone. (530) 899-0130. Carbon copies, Dr. Verma, Dr. Prince. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation, history of dysomnia, new paragraph, comorbid medical problems, history of cardiac impairment. Below that it should say previous findings and treatment for granulomatous pulmonary and heart disease, - treated, subparagraph, findings of advanced congestive heart failure, cardiac arrhythmia, - treated, subparagraph, currently with implanted pacemaker / defibrillator. Current symptoms of postural dizziness, some ataxia, current concerns, cognitive decline and driving capacity. Dear Dr. Bishop and Dr. Prince and professional colleagues, Carl Stolt was seen today for reevaluation, accompanied by a friend who has been providing substantial clinical support. New paragraph, as you may remember, he lost his wife relatively recently and developed a cognitive and physical decline with his history of a serious and progressive heart and pulmonary disease. New paragraph. Today he reports that he was previously treated with CPAP therapy, but discontinued his unit more than 2 years ago when he, quote, lost the power cord, unquote. As a consequence, he's had no therapy for a period of time. New paragraph. I saw him initially for neurological evaluation on December 6th with complaints of arthritis in his shoulders. His previous history of sarcoidosis obtained while living in the Mississippi River Valley. Some symptoms of neuropathy. Left lower extremity, motor dyspraxia. And some distal weakness. New paragraph. As you may remember, he was hospitalized at Inland Medical Center, having suffered a stroke, developing partial motor paresis. CT imaging of the brain with and without contrast was accomplished at that time. New paragraph. There's been no follow-up imaging studies because of his MR imaging studies because of his pacemaker. New paragraph. He can stand up and ambulate and is doing better in that way. New paragraph. He returned having completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires, showing moderate symptoms of sleep disturbance. That's the first subparagraph. Moderate levels of chronic fatigue. That's the second paragraph. A mild to moderate reduction in his sense of reduced positive affect and well-being. Mild to moderate cognitive impairment. Slight to mild symptoms of anxiety. That was the next paragraph. The next paragraph after that is slight to mild symptoms of depression. Next paragraph, slight symptoms of behavioral discontrol. Next paragraph, a slight reduction in his ability to participate in social roles and activities. Next paragraph, a slight to mild impairment in his satisfaction with social roles and activities. Some symptoms of difficulty with upper extremity dysfunction in functional activities. Next paragraph, there's a mild to moderate impairment in lower extremity mobility function. New paragraph. I'm still awaiting the Enlo hospital records regarding his evaluation findings. New paragraph. Initial diagnostic impression. History of the development of stroke off CPAP therapy. That's the first one. The second one is some symptoms of motor dyspraxia following recent stroke. The third one is history of granulomatous heart and pulmonary disease with reported mild to moderate impairment currently treated. Number four, current complaints of daytime somnolence with sudden onset of impairment with sleepiness. Recommendations. We discussed his history and findings today, and I've recommended to him that he not attempt to drive a motor vehicle at all until such time as we complete reevaluation for CPAP therapy and reinitiate his care, at which time I would expect that there would be improvement in his motor, mental, and physiological function, as might be expected. New paragraph. We are ordering a home sleep study to begin with, if necessary. We will put him into the sleep lab at North State Pulmonary Associates for a comprehensive evaluation and initiation of appropriate CPAP therapy with his clinical history and findings. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report at that time. New paragraph. Today, at this evaluation, we discussed his prognosis, potential benefit from reinitiation of therapy, reduction in his symptoms of cognitive impairment, improvement in his overall physiological function, both cardiopulmonary and general in nature, and an improvement in his affect and well-being. New paragraph, his current regimen includes antidepressant medication, and I would not adjust this. New paragraph, he is not a candidate to complete high-resolution MR brain imaging because of his pacemaker at this time, and my signature